Asking the right question can greatly impact your future. So are you working with a certified financial planner? A CFP professional? Certified Financial Planner certification is the standard of excellence in financial planning. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 24th.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The University of Texas at Austin has joined the growing list of college campuses with significant pro-Palestinian protests, along with The Ohio State University and the University of Southern California. Here's Amelia Kimball, Associate Managing Editor of The Daily Texan.
Protesters were ordered to disperse just a few minutes into the demonstration, and then the police threatened arrest, and numerous arrests have been made. Numerous students have been put in a squad car, and there have been multiple physical confrontations between police officers, state troopers in full riot gear with batons, etc., and students.
The UT Austin protest was organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, which called in an Instagram post for the school's administration to, quote, divest from death. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant also weighed in on social media, calling the protests anti-Semitic, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called them, quote, unconscionable. Meanwhile, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson called for the resignation of Columbia University President Minu Shafik at a news conference on campus.
And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
He was repeatedly interrupted by boos and chanting, at one point telling protesters to, quote, enjoy your free speech. Arizona's House of Representatives has voted to overturn the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. This sets the stage for a repeal that would leave the state's 15-week limit on the procedure in place. Today's action comes after two failed attempts to bring the bill to the floor last week. The old ban originally became law in 1864 and prohibits nearly all abortions. The state's Supreme Court upheld that ban earlier this month, and the state's attorney general is asking the court to reconsider its ruling, according to a motion filed Tuesday. The AG says the earliest the near total ban would take effect is June 8th. The UN is calling for an independent investigation into the discovery of mass graves found at two Gaza hospital complexes, following raids by Israeli troops earlier this year.
Hospitals are entitled to very special protection under international humanitarian law. And let's be clear, the intentional killing of civilians, detainees, and others who are hors de combat is a war crime.
That was a UN Human Rights Office spokesperson speaking in Geneva today. This week, Gaza civil defense workers uncovered a mass grave with more than 340 bodies at the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis after Israeli forces withdrew. The Israeli military told CNN that the claim that it buried Palestinian bodies was baseless and unfounded. A U.S. State Department spokesperson called the reports incredibly troubling, adding that the department was, quote, inquiring on this with the government of Israel. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is ordering more testing and reporting of the bird flu, or any kind of influenza A in dairy cows. That's after the agency said it has detected viral particles of the H5N1 avian flu in milk purchased at grocery stores. The FDA said it still believes that the milk is safe to drink, and added that the viral particles are likely to have been remnants of viruses killed during the pasteurization process. But concerns are mounting about the recent H5N1 outbreak in U.S. cattle, which was first detected in Texas and Kansas last month. Researchers are still trying to determine how cows initially became infected and how the virus is spreading between animals. Coming up, school lunches get a health check.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So are you working with a certified financial planner, a CFP professional who meets rigorous education, training, and ethical standards and is committed to serving your best interests to prepare you for a more secure future? Certified Financial Planner certification is the standard of excellence in financial planning. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, welcome back. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service has announced new rules for school lunches that'll limit added sugars and reduce sodium. The new standards require a 15% cut in sodium in lunches, and a 10% cut in sodium in breakfast by the 2027 through 28 school year. They'll also cap weekly meal calories at 10% added sugars by the same time. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So are you working with a certified financial planner, a CFP professional who meets rigorous education, training, and ethical standards and is committed to serving your best interests to prepare you for a more secure future? Certified Financial Planner certification is the standard of excellence in financial planning. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.